is Bro Radio.
My news centre at 7. Egypt's president says Donald Trump's peace plan represents the last chance for peace in the region. World leaders are in Sharm el-Sheikh to sign the agreement and discuss the next steps towards a permanent end to the war. Earlier, Hamas released all 20 remaining surviving hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Dr. Hajar Mizrahi's from the Sheba Medical Center in Tel Aviv, which is treating some of the freed captives.
The reception of all the returned captives will take place at the highest level, with the most comprehensive, advanced medical, psychological and family support that the State of Israel can offer.
The government's acknowledged China poses a series of threats to national security as ministers face renewed pressure over the collapse of a spy trial. The Director of Public Prosecution says the case was dropped after the government failed to provide necessary evidence. Security Minister Dan Jarvis rejected suggestions Labour influenced its collapse. He told MPs the previous Conservative administration and archaic laws were to blame.
Well, the decision not to proceed was an independent one made by the Crown Prosecution Service. The government remains gravely concerned about the security of our democratic institutions.
A relative of two young children found dead in Stafford yesterday has been detained under the Mental Health Act. The 43-year-old woman had been arrested on suspicion of murder. The First Minister of Scotland has attacked what he calls the vacuous Labour government in his keynote speech at the SNP conference. John Swinney told delegates the time for Scottish independence is now. It could be a pivotal night for Wales and Northern Ireland in their bid to reach the World Cup finals next summer. Wales host Belgium and Cardiff needing a win to keep qualification in their own hands. A victory for Northern Ireland over Germany would take them top of their group. That's the latest time. Faye Rowlands.
The leader of Plaid Cymru says that he wants to build a constructive relationship with Sir Keir Starmer if he becomes the First Minister of Wales. Rhian ap Iorwerth has told us at this stage the PM isn't picking up the phone.
What's different with me in that role compared with a Labour First Minister for Wales is that he will be in no doubt that my loyalty always will be to the people of Wales. I won't be pulling my punches in order to save the Labour Party embarrassment.
Plaid's party conference took place in Swansea at the weekend. Two men have appeared in court charged with the murder of paedophile singer Ian Watkins, who was killed in Wakefield Prison. The former Lost Prophets frontman, who was serving a 29-year jail sentence, was fatally injured in an incident at the prison just after 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. Rashid Giedel, 25, and Samuel Dodsworth, 43, both appeared at Leeds Magistrates Court on Monday morning. Both defenders were told that they would appear before Leeds Crown Court on Tuesday, with no pleas entered during the short hearings. A feasibility report has been released showing the potential impact of an agri-food technology innovation hub in Aberthaw. CCR Energy says the site could transform the way Wales produced, processes and consumes food in the future. The company says it's looking to work with existing food and farming initiatives in the Vale to shape the next stage of the site's transformation. And an Indian takeaway on Horton Road has taken home a top prize at the Food Awards Wales. Tiffin Rasoy won Takeaway of the Year 2025, adding to a series of awards for the takeaway. In sport, Wales are preparing for another huge occasion as they welcome Belgium in a match that could have real significance in the race for the World Cup. The hosts are third in Group J, a point behind this evening's opponents and 2 points off leaders North Macedonia. Wales know that they have the opportunity to qualify automatically, but manager Craig Bellamy is refusing to look far ahead.
Even just my experience of football and also my experience of coaching like short-term and international football, expect the unexpected, because anything can happen. And now the nice part of this group now, like, we have 3 games left. If we win all 3, we claim top spot.
Now here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station,
Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we're going to be bringing the action from the Cymru Premier. We're also going to dip into the Cymru South to see how your Vale teams have been getting on. And we're going to be having a look at a selected games from around the Vale with the football. And we're also going to take a look forward to a big night of international football. Alongside that, we're going to be looking at what's been going on with rugby around the Vale and more sports here at Bro. And some of you might have noticed my throat is starting to feel a lot better, so I'm starting to sound a bit more normal, so I'm almost fully match fit here at Bro Radio.
Do you know what's worth fighting for? When it's not worth dying for, does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating? Does the pain weigh out the pride and you look for a place to hide? Someone break your heart inside, you're in ruins. One, 21 guns, lay down your arms, get
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And on Tuesday, Barrytown United were beaten 1-0 at home to Britton Ferry. An early goal from Kian Jenkins proved to be enough for the visitors at Jenner Park, as Steve Jenkins' men slipped to back-to-back defeats. Barry, aiming for an immediate response from last Saturday's 4-0 defeat to the New Saints, opted for just one change with Yian Owen making way for Morgan Wigley. But the hosts fell behind after just 6 minutes when Jenkins latched on to a Dan Jeffries long ball and he volleyed home over George Radcliffe and into the top corner. Barry almost found an equaliser on the quarter hour mark from a Robbie Wilmot set piece flicked on by skipper Callum Saintie and forcing Will Fuller into making a point blank save. Ben Maggerton's long range clearance found Ollie Holbert at the edge of the box, only for the striker to flash wide of the net. And while Saintie headed a Wilmot corner over the bar shortly before half time. But Barry kept the chase on for an equaliser after the break, starting with Wilmot's header from a Mikey George cross, forcing another fine save from Britton Ferry keeper Fuller. George found the net on 54 minutes after latching on to a Wigley's back heel, but the ref blew up for offside just as he slotted the ball home into an empty net. Wigley himself went close with a loose ball that was blocked by Fuller, which fell into Holbert's path, only for the danger to be cleared by a Ferry defender. Well, a spot of head tennis from another Wilmot set piece ended with Holbert skimming the ball onto the top of the net. The hosts had dominated the second half, and none other than George Radcliffe came close to finally levelling when he headed wide from a last-gasp corner, but Ferry held out for their first win in six league games, and Barry remained seventh and just a point off the top half of the table as attention then turned to Saturday's clash with Carnarvon Town. And on Saturday, Barry picked up a point following a 2-2 draw as they welcomed Carnarvon Town to Jenner Park. In what has been described as a solid effort by Barrytown, early pressure paid off as Robbie Wilmot cross rebounded off Ollie Holbert, falling to Elliot Richards who turned the ball home from close range. But just 5 minutes later, Carnarvon equalised with a goal from Philip Francis Mooney. Despite further opportunities for Barrytown in the first half, they were denied by 18-year-old Carnarvon keeper Harry Thomas. But then Carnarvon's Ewan Rhys-Lewis opened the scoring in the second half with a 59th minute goal. Barrytown United captain Callum Saintie brought the scores level in the 79th minute following a ball in by Mikey George which Callum Saintie guided home. The game finished Barrytown United 2, Carnarvon Town 2 with the team sharing the points. But the fixture saw Ben Williams Magerson hit a milestone at the club, taking the field for his 50th appearance. But now, next, Barry turned their attentions to an away game at Aberystwyth for in the second round of the Welsh Cup, and that's on Saturday the 18th. That's a 2 p.m. kickoff. And on Sunday, Barrytown United went away to Pontypridd United, and it wasn't the best start for Barry when Lily Angrove put the hosts 1-0 up. Madison Lloyd then scored in the 81st minute to make it 2-0. But Barry weren't done, and on the 88th minute, substitute Becca Thomas got one back, and then just a minute later, she scored a second. And that was Barry's second, so that was there to level the match. And then deep in stoppage time, substitute Millie Breen popped up to score the winner. And that was a much needed win for Barry, who currently sits seventh in the Adram Premier. But next up for them, it's a big test, and that's a week Sunday against the New Saints. So good results all round. So it's Barry are back. Well, they've secured a point. So I almost said back to winning ways, but they picked up a point there, and it's certainly a win needed for the women's team there. But up next on Pro, we're going to be bringing you results from the Cymru South and selected matches from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Mae teithio ar drên gyda Trafnidiaeth Cymru yn rhwydd. Talwch wrth fynd ar draws Metro De Cymru am brisiau arbennig. Tapiwch i mewn â'ch ffôn, oriawr neu gerdyn a thapiwch allan ar ôl ych chi gyrrau. A gewch chi'r pris gorau yn automatic bob tro. Rwydd! Chwiliwch talu wrth fynd ta yr cy am fwy o wybodau. Gorsafoedd dethol yn unig. Pris gorau o'i gymharu a ffocynnau tebyg ta yr cy. Mae tylerau ac ymodau'n berthnasol.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Did you know that your council ward boundaries could change soon? The Democracy and Boundary Commission Cymru is currently reviewing the electoral arrangements for the Vale of Glamorgan and it has just published its draft proposals. The Commission is an independent Welsh Government-sponsored body set up to review electoral boundaries and it wants to hear your views on its plans. Read the proposals and have your say before the 12th of November. ReviewsWales.Wales.
The JD Cymru Premier campaign continues as Barrytown United welcome Flint Town United to Jenner Park on Saturday, 8th of November. Kick-off is at 2:30 p.m. with under-16s going free. Concession tickets are just £5 and adult tickets are £8, available via the Fanbase app or on the gate. Home or away, keep up to date with Barrytown United on social media or at barrytown.co.uk.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Yeah.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And first of all, in the Cymru South, so Llantwit Major, they were at home to Pontypridd United on Saturday, winning 2-0. Thomas Stokes and Jack Bevan scored early on with no more goals in that game. So that then ended 2-0, and that was a much needed win for Llantwit Major, and that means they're 10th in the league. And on Saturday, they host Cumberland Town in the Welsh Cup. And on Friday as well in the Cymru South, Coventry played Cumberland Celtic. The first half ended goalless before Oliver Redhead scored early in the second half with a Howell Davis goal, making it 2-0 for Coventry, and that was enough to take that match there as well. So Coventry are currently third in the league, and they're playing next on Saturday, and that's a Welsh Cup game at home to Morriston Town. And also on Saturday, Dinas Powys drew 1-1 with Tata Steel. Lloyd Jones scored really early on for the home team, but a 90th minute goal for Gareth Emmanuel rescued a point for Dinas Powys. And Dinas Powys are currently sixth in their league. And next up for Dinas Powys, they've got a home game on Saturday against Cardiff Draconians. And again, that's in the Welsh Cup. Ely Rangers, they went down 5-2 to Penydarren Seniors. The scoring started after the break with a Ben Gibbon own goal. Alex Long then scored for the home team, and Callum Flynn then saw red for Ely Rangers, and Christopher Colvin added to the pain by getting another. Camille Filiski got in on the action as well, before Long got his second. Sub Eunice Ed Dehabi for Ely Rangers did get a goal back, but then Robbie Morgan finished them off with the fifth. And Ely Rangers currently are seventh in the league, and they're next away to Porthcawl Town. And also Cardiff Airport, they lost 2-0 at home to Evans and Williams FC. So Evans and Williams are top of the league there at the moment in their league as well. And it was a Stephen Vincent and Elliot Jones with two really early goals. And that currently then leaves Cardiff Airport seventh in their league. They've got a Friday night away game to Seven Sisters. So that's pretty much up to date with selected matches from around the Vale in the football. But on Thursday, I'm going to use the word friendly in the loosest term, the word friendly. There was a friendly international where Wales were taking on England. It is in the middle of World Cup qualifiers, but Wales didn't have a World Cup qualifying game on, so took on England, and it wasn't a great start. Wales did end up going down 3-0 in that game, with Rodgers scoring in the third minute, Ollie Watkins in the 11th, and Saka in the 20th. And with sort of Wales in England, we kind of all know the English players' names, and we sort of in the English Premier League you can see them sort of week in, week out. So it's always interesting playing a friendly like that, especially right in the middle of World Cup qualifiers, because tonight and not long to go now, sort of just about 20 minutes or so, Wales are taking on Belgium in their World Cup qualifier. Now, really important that one, because North Macedonia actually drew 0-0 with Belgium, and what that does is, to be honest, that potentially blows the group wide apart. And the reason that is North Macedonia have played 6 and have got 12 points. Belgium and Wales have both have played 5. Belgium have got 11 points, and Wales have got 10 points. So if and also looking at goal difference, so if there's many permutations of this, but this is probably a really good, it was a really good result for Wales. Obviously not the England one, but what happened between Belgium and North Macedonia. Because if Wales do manage to beat Belgium, then they would actually go top of the group, and they would have, or everyone in the group would have played six games. If they draw, then they still stay in third, but that means that Belgium would go first on goal difference north with 12 points. North Macedonia would have 12 points and Wales would have 10. Now, Wales still do have to play North Macedonia as well. So it's the top three in the group, it's really close, because in fourth place you've got Kazakhstan with 6 points, and then Liechtenstein are fifth, and they've got no points. So it's really out of these top three. Now, if Wales do lose to Belgium, Belgium will be on 14 points, North Macedonia on 12, Wales still on 10. But then a win against North Macedonia, you know, would put them in second above them. But at the moment, currently in our own hands for this, there. So it's going to be a really exciting game. I'm going to be glued to the TV and sat on the sofa, watching it, because it is a school night. But I definitely, this is probably one of the most important matches there, because I think if Wales do manage to a victory here, they'll be, after all teams would have played 6 points, Wales will have 13 points in first, North Macedonia will have 12 points in second, and Belgium will have 11 points in third. And looking at the other group stages, most other groups, the top two are running away with it, and the third place is a little bit away. But on this one, I mean, 2 points separate first and third on there, and it's nice to see. I mean, we do play Belgium a lot. Last time we beat them, I was surprised. Last time we beat them was 2016, and that was, I think, we all remember that game. We've had quite a few draws, and the last match we played, we did go 3-0 down, and then we brought it back to 3-3, and then De Bruyne scored in late on to take that 4-3. So I'm hoping for an exciting game. I'm hoping there's going to be goals in it as well. And it seems to always be nil, and that's the curse now, isn't it? I said I'm hoping to see goals, and it's going to be like a 0-0 or a 1-0 on there. But it does bring a question of, was it right to sort of play a team like England before a crucial World Cup qualifier, potentially going to be a really tough game, or would it be better playing a team that we could have put a couple of goals on to get some confidence up? And I'm not really sure which way I sort of I go on that. I mean, it was a tough game, and gives things to work on, and you know, if we'd taken on sort of a lower nation, we'd put 4 or 5 on them, would we have been going in with a bit too much confidence? Was it a bit of a Bellamy double bluff? Let's play badly against England and so we don't show Belgium any of our hand. I don't think so, because I think when it's Wales and England, I think I think everyone wants to win that match, no matter what the sport is. However, just going back to the Wales-England game, it was 20... they did score 3 in 20 minutes, and I thought, uh-oh, here we go. But actually, after about the... after that, yes, England had more possession, that they had sort of more shots on target, but they could have collapsed, and it could have been a more serious scoreline than 3-0. So, you know, are we going to look at the positives of, you know, they went down, but they still managed to hold themselves at just 3 rather than letting their heads go down, which we've seen in the past with other teams. But apart from that, it is, and you know, it's not long to go now until that kickoff. So, we'll be watching that one. And it's great to have qualifying games that still have something on them when you're getting in sort of into the fifth and sixth matches played. I mean, sort of remember late 80s, early 90s, where by this stage Wales would just be playing and hoping and hoping to keep scores respectable against teams like Belgium. But certainly in the last sort of 15, 20 years, we're definitely competing on the global stage. And, you know, wouldn't it be fantastic to beat them? And then qualifying's in our own hands then. Yes, we've still got a game to go against North Macedonia on there, but it's up to us then. So that would be sort of, you know, that would be the best scenario. But up next on Bo, we're going to be changing the swirl and we're going to be having a look at the rugby here at Bo Radio.
I stumble into town just like
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to switch in our attention now to rugby. And Barry beat Cambrian Welfare in the Admiral National League Division 1 East Central 45-12. And that's after a disappointing display at Abercumby 7 days earlier. On Saturday, Barry produced the positive flowing rugby the coaching group knew the players were capable of. This was the Bombers at their best. 7 tries in a sparkling display of fast-paced rugby and a bonus point secured before the interval as Cambrian Welfare, expected to prove a tough test, was simply swept aside. On the front foot from the start and taking the lead just after 3 minutes, the Bombers kept Cambrian pinned back in their own half for much of the first period. Some incisive running and intelligent kicking making the pressure almost constant, and Barry's coach Thomas Perry said after the match, "A lot of points to prove. We were disappointed last week because the standard wasn't what they expected from the boys. And we get frustrated as coaches because we know the level they can play at. Cambrian are no easy opponents and I've been playing them for years. And when we've beaten them, it's always by a point or two," he said. "We knew it would be a tough team to bounce back against, but the boys surprised even me. I wasn't expecting so many points against Cambrian." And Barry had made a few changes from the previous week, some were enforced. "And it was just to shake things up a bit," said Perry. "Let people know their position are not safe, and if you have a poor game, you're not guaranteed to play next week. That's Division 1 rugby, isn't it?" But Barry were dominant in the scrums and at the breakdown, recycled ball quickly and swift to move the ball through the hands. They were well on top for most of the first hour and defensively generally excellent when Cambrian enjoyed brief spells of pressure in the second half. The pick of the tries was the second, a superb individual effort. In the 10th minute, Morgan Prosser chipping the ball over the defenders, running through to catch it and then racing in behind the posts. Sheer quality and the best among an excellent and varied set of tries. And the tries for Barry were from Jack Long, he's got two, Morgan Prosser, Evan Prosser, Dylan Thomas, Will Lewis, Victor Corahans, and Morgan Prosser converted 5 of them. And now Barry visit Lanishan in the league on Saturday and then host Division North leaders Pwelly in a second round of the Division 1 Cup, and that's on the 25th of October. And also in Division 1 East Central, Penarth beat Abercumby 37-17, and that's to stay top of the division, and that's with 5 wins out of 5. And then in Division 2 East Central, Cowbridge, they beat Club Rugby Cayardeath at home 17-15, and they are 4th in the division. In Division 3 East Central, Lantwick Major were away to Gilvach Goch, winning 37-25. And Dinas Powys, they were at home to Penygroeg, losing 34-55. So that leaves Lantwick Major, they're 4th in that division, and Dinas Powys are in 9th. And then in Division 5 East Central, Openarthians, they were at home to Brecon and they lost that match 7-27. And all the sevens because they're currently 7th in the division as well. And Division 6 East Central, Sully Sports game against Keswick Hill, that was postponed. But it's all getting exciting for me now. We're little over a month away, and we've got some autumn internationals coming on. So this always makes me feel like I'm really getting into the latter part of the year. So you sort of get Halloween and bonfire night out the way, and then it's autumn internationals, and then into sort of the festive period. And before we know it, especially with international rugby, we'll be back with the Six Nations. So Wales, we did manage to win a game out against Japan. So we've got that W on the board now, but it is going to be a tough sort of set of games. The first one, just for a recap for anyone, the first one's going to be on Sunday the 9th, so that is also Remembrance Sunday, where Wales take on Argentina, and that's a 10 past 3 kickoff. And then on Saturday the 15th at 20 to 6, Wales take on Japan. And then the big one on Saturday the 22nd, again 10 past 3, Wales versus New Zealand. And then on the 29th, again 10 past 3, Wales take on South Africa. So three Southern Hemisphere teams there, big Southern Hemisphere teams, because you know, New Zealand and South Africa are traditionally strong, and Argentina have been making lots of headway as well in the Southern Hemisphere, so they're going to be some tight matches, but really excited and looking forward to them here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Eisiau gwybod am y gwasanaethau iechyd a lles sydd ar gael i chi yn eich ardal leol ac ar draws Cymru, ewch i edrych ar Dewis Cymru heddiw. O glybiau ieuenctid i grwpiau cerdded, dosbarthiadau ymarfer corff, help gyda siopa. Mae Dewis Cymru yn cynnig dolenni a chysylltiadau cyfredol a grwpiau, digwyddiadau, gwasanaethau cymorth a gofal lleol a all helpu i wella eich iechyd a'ch lles. Dysgwch am yr holl ffyrdd gall Dewis Cymru eich helpu chi a chanwliaid yn dewis.cymru heddiw.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry room's. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry room's. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The laundry room's Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
Do you know a budding young singer, songwriter or performer? Entries for Search for a Star are open now. The two winners will perform on stage at Glastonbury Juniors 2026. Find out more and upload your entry via broradio.fm/search. Search for a Star, brought to you by Bro Radio and Mac Events.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Claimed. You said
said that you were moving on now. Maybe I should do the same. The funny thing about that is I was ready to give you my name. Thought it was me and you, baby. And now it's all just a shame that I guess I was wrong.
I'm just so sick about it.
Can't believe it's ending this way.
Just so confused about it. Feeling the blues about it. I just can't do it.
Can you tell me, is this fair?
Is this the way it's really going down? Is this how we say goodbye? Should I know better when it came around?
Should I know better that you were gonna make me cry?
Now it's breaking my heart to watch you run around. Cause I know that you're living a lie.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, at Bro Radio. And we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the ice hockey. And Cardiff Devils edge past the visitors Coventry Blaze as their Elite Hockey League campaign kicked off with a 3-0 win in the Welsh capital. Joey Martin made a perfect return after 4 weeks out with a broken foot, putting the Devils ahead inside the first 4 minutes. The game, however, remained intensely tight with no further goals until the dying minute when the visitors pulled their netminder for an extra skater in the chase for an equaliser. Instead, Cardiff took advantage of an empty net as Brett Perlini fed Riley Brand to double the host's advantage before Perlini himself scored the third. And that's after a setback last weekend in the Challenge Cup, where there was a double defeat, and that was first against the Coventry Blaze, where they lost 6-5, and then they went on to lose 5-0 against the Nottingham Panthers. But on Sunday, Cardiff went to Nottingham Panthers, so with sort of revenge in their mind for that 5-0 victory. And they did complete a rousing comeback, winning by snatching a 3-2 victory in overtime. So the Panthers had led 2-0 after Brendan Harris put the hosts ahead in the first period and Mitchell Fussier doubled the lead from a penalty. But Devils' Riley Brandt hit back in the final period and Ryan Barrow levelled before scoring the overtime winner. So that's a second successive revenge win for the Devils. So they beat Coventry Blaze and they beat Nottingham Panthers, both who beat them in the Challenge Cup. But next up for the Devils, they host Glasgow Clan in the Elite League, and that's in Cardiff, and that's on Saturday the 18th of October. And the standings, so that leaves the Devils second in the Elite Hockey League standings after playing two games. So they're second, 2 points behind Manchester Storm, who have played four games, and they're on the same points as Guildford Flames and Glasgow Clan, but Guildford Flames have played one game more and Glasgow Clan have played two games more than Cardiff, so they're in a really good position there in the Elite Hockey League. And that sort of brings you up to date with what's been going on with the hockey here at Bro Radio.
Yes, this means you're sorry. You're standing at my door. Yes, this means you take you wanted anyone but me. Said you'd never come back, but here you are again. 'Cause we belong together now. Yeah. Forever united here somehow. Yeah. You got a piece of me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And as we're closing in on the end of another show, just remind you that if there's a sport, sports team, sports club, or sports person that you think I should be talking about here at Bro Radio, then what you need to do is get in touch with me and use the social medias, or you can get in touch on the email, and that's sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm, and I could be talking all about the fantastic sport or sports club or team that that you play for. Or better still, I could invite you along here to Bro Radio headquarters, and you could become tell the people of the Vale yourself about the sports team or sports club that it means so much to you. But up next here on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is
Bro Radio.
If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed-price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
If you want to have your say about life in the Vale, now's your chance. Because Let's Talk About Life in the Vale is a countywide survey that gives local people the chance to share their experiences of public services and their priorities for the future. You can help Vale of Glamorgan Council shape decision-making of the future. Oh, and if you take part, you could win a £50 Love to Shop voucher. To have your say, simply search Let's Talk About Life in the Vale.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Clanwick Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker,